The A's and the Mariners at the Coliseum, and sure, let's be great in 2018. Here's your A slogan for next year, and you're welcome. Seattle down 2-0 in the fourth.
The stretch and the 1-1. Swing and a well-hit ball down the left field line. Line shot, stay fair, gone. Goodbye, baseball. Nelson Cruz with his 38th home run of the year just gives the Mariners a tie game now at 2-2 with the A's. That is his 37th home run as a designated hitter, and that ties Edgar Martinez for the most by a Mariners DH. The only question whether or not that ball was going to stay fair down the left field line, a two-run shot by Nelson Cruz, 38th home run, 37th as a DH, tying Edgar, and this game is tied at 2-2. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Swinging a ground ball up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Healy will score from third. Over to second. Chapman makes the turn, heading for three. Up with the ball is Hanneman. The throw to Seager at third, not in time to get Chapman. Bruce Maxwell with a single to center field and a run batted in. And the A's now lead it 3-2. Two on, two outs, two in for Oakland. The pitch, swing and a drive down the right field line. This one is going to be a fair ball in toward the corner. Maxwell running third. He'll score, heading for third. Simeon, he'll stop there. The throw in by Haniger is cut off by Cano. Relay home will keep Simeon over third. Matt Joyce in at second with an RBI double. Another run in for the A's, their third of the inning. They now lead by a score of 5-2. Here's the stretch. And the 1-0 to Robbie. Swing and a drive deep to center field. Going and going. Goodbye, baseball. Holy smokes. Don't you know, Robbie Cano with his 23rd home run of the season has tied the game at 5-5 this afternoon. RBI's 95 and 96 on the year. That was a shot to center field above the camera well up there, above the wall. Number 23 for Robinson Cano. It comes with Haniger aboard, and we've got a brand new ball game. The Mariners 5 and the A's 5. How about that? The set by Simmons, and the right-hander's 1-0 pitch. Swing and a fly ball deep to left field. This one is going and going. Goodbye, baseball. Mark Canna with a walk-off home run here in the bottom of the ninth inning, and the Oakland A's win it this afternoon by a score of 6-5, his fifth home run of the year. Canna being greeted at home plate by his teammates, and the A's salvage the final game of this three-game series. No doubt about it, Canna with a long home run to straightaway left, and the A's take game three of the three-game series, a final score of 6-5.
The Mariners mounted a nice comeback after trailing 5-2 in the middle innings, but they were sunk in the ninth inning on Mark Canna's second career walk-off home run as Seattle suffered a 6-5 walk-off loss. Here is Mariners skipper Scott Service.
We didn't play great defense behind him. You know, he committed one error. You know, we kicked the ball in center field and allowed an extra, you know, base there that didn't score on a sack fly. And, you know, some balls fall in and we had been catching and turning into outs. And then one inning, we gave him 5 outs, and you can't do that in a big league game. You know, that hurt us there. But the effort by our guys, they fought, they battled back. You know, Haniger big hit, Cruzy homer, you know, obviously the Cano, you know, bomb to tie it up was huge. But, you know, we had quite a run going against Oakland. We had beaten them 7 or 8 times in a row. You know, it's hard to keep that going. There's going to be some things that turn against you a little bit. But our guys, I thought, you know, effort-wise today, they certainly didn't give up. Kept battling and just not enough at the end. I thought, you know, the replay call at the end certainly did not go in our favor. You know, at times you look at it, whatever. I guess it depends what color uniform you have on and how you saw the play. But I clearly saw it that, you know, I thought the hand got in there. Big play in the game. Takes a guy to scoring position there and against their closer that, you know, thought we had a chance, just didn't get it done.
Among some of the new guys, you said you expected one of them to have a big game margin with a couple of hits and then get a chance to work with a lot of pitchers.
Yeah, you know, he had a nice throw, threw guy out, you know, a couple knocks for him, first major league hit. He's learning, you know, first game, he had a lot of nerves going into the game, and I think once he settled in, he played a good ball game. So, you know, you don't throw that many young guys out there. I figured somebody would step up today. Today he did a nice job.
You as a former catcher, when could you tell that he had settled into the rhythm of that game?
Oh, I think once you get into probably the third or fourth inning, calm down and start talking about the hitters and reading the bat and, you know, just get into normal baseball talk. And again, wait his whole life to get an opportunity to start a major league game. He did it today. You know, got a couple knocks. We almost won the game, but good effort by him.
He's got a resume not as sharp as his last outing, but what he's shown over the last month or two, pretty good going forward.
Really, yeah, I'm really happy that he's kind of stepped forward as a guy that can be in our rotation going forward. I thought the one thing he did do today that we'd seen in the past you saw him go more north-south in the strike zone. New catcher, you know, that's part of it. You know, Z had been catching him predominantly. I know Chooch had him for a couple outings, but you know, getting a few balls up higher in the zone, the fastball with ride on it really helps his stuff play at the bottom of the zone a little bit more effectively, and sometimes you get guys in a little bit more swing mode and stuff like that, but really happy how he's been throwing the ball. Of course, not his sharpest outing today, but you know, overall it's been really good.
You got a PAX decision yet, or are you going to go in?
I do not have one yet. We'll keep you posted.
Okay.
What did you think of Nelson Cruz's home run? It's 117 miles per hour off the bat.
I think that's pretty hard. Yeah, no, he's for us to get to watch him every day, it doesn't really surprise us anymore how strong he is, and when he does square a ball off, you know, how it jumps off the bat. We've seen a few of those issues. I don't know if there's been any 117, but and we've certainly seen a few hard hit balls from him that get over the fence. You know, when he hit the ball, I think it's going to hook foul and just didn't have time. He just hit that hard. So, big hit in the game.
The M's enjoy an off day on Thursday before wrapping up the regular season this weekend in Anaheim as they take on the Angels.